one way to think of what we're doing is this is a live experiment, and so we're going to discover things that work and things that don't work and things we want to change, and the idea is to get everyone involved. It's going to be highly participatory, and hopefully that our thinking will evolve over a period of time. So do join in. I mean, this is the idea is to be inclusive. The idea is to experiment and innovate and to try to push our understanding of this, all of us, further. And there are many, many disciplines here, so the idea is to get conversations across disciplines, because it really takes multiple disciplines to understand this very complex space. I was struggling to try to figure out some words to launch this, and being preceded by the most eloquent fellows from the law school and stuff, I went to the Widener and I looked at some poetry, and I came up with an anonymous poet. And unfortunately, the title of the poem is "Who Protects a Digital Me." It's very fortuitous. And so here it goes like this. It says, "Who protects the digital me? When I travel to parts unknown, when strangers come to my door, when I embark upon a perilous voyage on a virtual sea, who protects the digital me? When eyes unseen with motives murky glare at my every move, when a mindless, heartless presence hears what I hear, sees what I see, who protects the digital me? You protest too much, they say. Do you have something to hide? Is it something you said, a slight, a slur, perhaps a threat to Vice President Cheney? Who protects the digital me? There's not to fret, you say. Who cares what I reveal on Yahoo, Facebook, or MySpace? It's all part of doing business. Get over it, says Scott McNeely. Who protects the digital me? Should I seek refuge in the great decider, Rummy, or in Roberts, or perhaps defer to the goodwill of ChoicePoint, Google, or Citi? Who protects the digital me? And then from a most improbable, dewy, damp, and misty of climes came a revelation, a beacon, commandment on high, Cameron's laws of identity. Who protects the digital me? Strike down the panopticon, revoke the passport. No more walled gardens, sign-ons, or silos. Information wants to be free. So do people, reputations, profiles. Banish the GUID. Who protects the digital me? So, seize the moment. Debate, discuss, and demo. Mesh up and mash up. It's not about them up there, out there, over there, but just you and me. That's who protects the digital me. Thank you. So let me again start the next panel. And so if we could come up. Okay.